From the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, I'm your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. It's our Laugh Funny Funny Comedy Edition. Here's Nervous Norvus and the Fang.
Doodly-ya-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. Doodly-ya-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up a cradle and I shot through the stars and I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down, cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang. I got a bebop cap man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the Fang, the Fang, I'm the Fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian joke, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi you all, man, you're real nervous, you feel like a ball. I said, sure daddy. He said, let's find a hall. He didn't know I was the Fang, the Fang, the Fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroonie chick just glued her eyes on the Fang, on the Fang, on the Fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the Fang, you must be the Fang, you're the Fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right, cause every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang. I revved up my rod and I flashed into flight, and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight, and I know those earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the Fang, of the Fang.
Oh yeah, Pop Shop Radio's comedy special, starting us off with Nervous Norvus. You remember him from a record called Transfusion. This one's from 1956, and it's called The Fang. He was elsewise known as Jimmy Drake in real life, but we love you, Nervous. We are Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. This is Bob McFadden and Dore and the Mummy from 1959.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well, watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Sharon, Modern Jazz Quartet.
That is Bob McFadden and Dore. Dore being Rod McEwen, 1959 on Pop Shop Radio's comedy special. That's called The Mummies. Yeah. Here are the Detergents, Leader of the Laundromat from 1964.
I don't know. Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him. Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
What's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your firm.
By the way,
where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat.
dang it.
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gotta drive right into town. I don't care if my shirt's off.
When I finally got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt, the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out!
Dang it.
I felt so messy standing there.
Messy standing there.
My daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Tenderly I kissed her goodbye. Picked up my clothes, they were finally dry. But I won't forget your love.
Pop Shop Radio 1964, The Detergents, The Leader of the Laundromat, featuring Ron Dante, future vocalist with the Cufflinks and the Archies. Ah, isn't that nice?
Who's that banging on the piano?
We don't know.
Bouncing on the bow, and here we go.
We are Pop Shop Radio, going back to 1947. Here is Red Ingle.
Oh, tell me, will you, darling, why you look so bad tonight? There's bags around your eyeballs, which is red instead of white.
Well, if for this away you came when I was alone, shucks, I should have known that you was temptation. You smiled a leering me on, my heart is plumb gone, 'cause you was temptation. Bored to be kissed, I couldn't resist, 'cause you was temptation and I was
a mud hole tempts a mosquito, darling.
That's how you tempted me.
And as corn liquor tempts a drunkard, as sorghum tempts a bee, as a willow tree tempts a caterpillar, darling.
That's how you tempted me. You came when I was alone. Shucks, I should have known that you was temptation. You smiled a little me on. My heart is plumb gone, 'cause you was temptation. I couldn't resist, 'cause you was temptation and I was
young. Oh, we're laughing with great comedy records from 1947. The number one record, Red Ingle and the Natural Seven there, featuring Cinderella G. Stump, elsewise known as Joe Stafford. That one is called Temptation, making fun of Perry Como's big hit, Temptation. We are Pop Shop Radio. Want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? It's easy. Just send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Speaking of Joe Stafford, here she is as Darlene Edwards with her husband doing Staying Alive.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a man.
body shaking, we're staying alive, staying alive.
Oh, there is nothing quite like them. That's Jonathan and Darlene Edwards hitting pretty much all the right notes, not necessarily in the right order, from 1979. Actually, that's Paul Weston and his wife Jo Stafford making a little bit of fun of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees there. Oh, what a great record. Oh, it's time for a little bit of junk food with Larry Croce on Pop Shop Radio. Here you go.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural, on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime, you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert, and wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I take some of my Mr. Natural. Oh yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime I'm Mr. Nazareth, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a
top 10 record from 1976, Larry Groats. And Junk Food Junkie on Pop Shop Radio. Oh, what a great record. They don't make them like that anymore. We are Pop Shop Radio. We got the grooviest grooves on shortwave. And this is our comedy special from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. This is Martin Mull and Dueling Tubas.
Thank you.
Say that had the movie Deliverance had that song done by tubas instead of banjos, it would have taken on a whole different color, wouldn't you think? That's Martin Mull and Dueling Tubas on Pop Shop Radio's comedy special. Oh, we got a little bit of classic stuff for you right now. The Portsmouth Symphonia, a little scratchy record there. Also Sprach Zarathustra on Pop Shop Radio's comedy special. What happens if you take a bunch of professional musicians, give them instruments that they have never played before, and give them a piece of classical music, the Portsmouth Symphonia, and also Sprach Zarathustra. That would have brought something totally different to the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey. It would have made it a very odd odyssey, I would think. Here's Rodney Dangerfield.
Right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. Played hide and seek when I was three.
No respect, no respect.
Why they would even look for me?
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Ah, death, where is my sting?
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rappin' Rodney, get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
Dr. Vinnie Boombox, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging, he gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
It ain't easy being me.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't rapture tight, no, no. Rappin' Rodney, get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
Nothing Domingo's right. I just can't fight it.
No respect, no respect.
Well, Eastern Airlines thank me for flying United.
No respect, no respect.
I got some money. What did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand. The deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down. I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
I can't take it no more. I'm getting too old.
No respect, no respect.
I called suicide prevention. They put me on hold.
No respect, no respect.
Winter, summer, spring and fall. I'm always up against a wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just rapping Rodney. Ain't that too tight? No, no. Rapping Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just rapping Rodney.
Pop Shop Radio with Rodney Dangerfield there, rapping Rodney from 1983. A music video for that one featured a bunch of stars and celebrities, amongst them Pat Benatar. We are Pop Shop Radio, Canada's international voice on shortwave. I'm your DJ Tony. This is our funny comedy special. Right now we've got Senator Bobby and Wild Thing.
Remember, on this record, we're trying to answer Senator McKinley's hit record. And, George, you have a word here?
All right, Senator, this one's for the Democrats, so let's really hear it.
All right, I think I'm about as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Okay, stand by. This is Wild Thing, take 72. Senator?
Wild Thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild Thing. A Wild Thing, I think I love you. But I want to know for sure. Come on and hold me tight. I love you, yes. How's that, guys? Is that about it?
Pretty close, Senator. A little less stuttering, please. All right.
A little more of a liberal interpretation, Senator. Can you do that? And watch the pronunciation of the word heart.
Wild Thing.
That's perfect, Senator. Lay it on it.
You make my heart sing.
It's really coming along, Senator.
You make everything groovy. Yes. Wild Thing. All right, Teddy on the ocarina. Let's go. Tempo, Teddy, tempo.
Senator, we're going to have to get these kids out of the studio.
I'm sorry, Ethel, you want to... The kids are stepping on the musicians, Ethel. Get them out of the recording studio now, I think. Yeah. Eunice, a little more tempo there, please.
Senator, do you feel comfortable now?
I certainly do,
okay,
yeah.
Just stand by. We're coming up to you now.
A Wild Thing, I think you move me.
That's beautiful, Senator. The kids will love it.
But I want to know for sure.
That's it. Bear down.
Come on and hold me tight.
A little more Boston soul, Senator.
You move me, yes.
All right, Senator, now let's get a big finish here now.
All right,
when you get the group going.
Family now.
Yes, when you get them, what, okay. Get them going.
All right.
Here comes the good stuff, Senator, so really get into it. Just think of the words. Here it comes. Stand by. Ready?
Oh, come on, Wild Thing.
Not so
1966,
ruthless,
the hardly worth it players. Senator Bobby, Wild Thing. They took that one to number 20 in Billboard's charts and released it on Parkway Records. Back to the version by Senator Everett Dirksen. Curious. Here is Simon Crum. Don't be mad.
You know I can't be fine. Beating him up a bone, a don't be mad at the sugar man. Well, if it makes you sore, I won't let him no more. I save my love for you, I'll kick him out the door. A don't be mad at the sugar man. I don't want no other love, baby, instead you are
figuring out.
I'll give me the half dollar. Do the things you want. I'll jump like a big bullfrog. But I'll do the stuff. I don't be mad at your sugar dad. Come back, you little stinker. I really love you, baby.
Cut my finger.
I walked up to that creature. I said, you think I'm on your way? Baby, she cuts me back. She cuts me back every day. Don't be mad at the sugar day. I let my sideburns grow real long. I said, you think I'm crazy for some sugar, my lady. Don't be mad at the sugar day.
Now that is Ferlin Husky. Actually, it's his alter ego, Simon Crumb, on Pop Shop Radio, making a little bit of fun with the wiggly pelvis. Pelvis Presley, something like that. Don't be mad. We are Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. And up next, we're going back to the 40s to 1945. Here's Spike Jones in his City Slickers and Chloe on Pop Shop Radio.
Chloe, Chloe, someone's calling.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
He didn't say.
No reply. Nightshade's falling. Hear him sigh. Hello.
Where are you, you old bat?
Empty spaces and meaty eyes. Empty arms outstretched. The crying through a black of night. I got to go where you are.
Whether it's here or whether it's there, I want to be there wherever you are.
If it's wrong, all right, I got to go where you
Hello,
are.
Hello, Chloe. What are you knowing?
I just got back from a vaudeville showing.
I roam through the dismal swampland, searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be that.
3, 4, 1!
And through that smoke and flame, I've got to go where you are.
After night and shower snow, when I hear the call, I gotta go!
For no place can be too far where you are. Ain't in no change can I be. And if you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me. I got to go where you are. Ain't no pain can bind you. And if you do, ha-ha, I'm gonna find you, my pretty baby. Love is calling me.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
Same guy.
Spike Jones and his City Slickers, Chloe, from 1945 on Pop Shop Radio. We're heard around the world on great stations like Channel 292 from Germany and WRMI from Okeechobee, Florida. Now, what if Spike Jones had been around in the 1970s? Well, things might have gone like this. Here are the Clams and Close to You.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time I come near? Just like you, they long to be close to me. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time I walk by? Just like you, they long to be close to me. On the day that I was born, the angels got together, decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in my hair, the starlight in my eyes so blue. And that's why all the girls in town follow me all around. Just like you, they long to be close to me. That's why all the boys in town follow me. The boys, that's silly. The boys wouldn't follow me, would they? Just like you, they long to be close to me. Kill yourself.
Oh, those are the Clams from 1974 doing a send-up of the Carpenters' big record, Close to You. Yes, what if Spike Jones had done that? Well, that's what it would sound like. We are Pop Shop Radio. You can follow us on Twitter at Pop Shop Radio 1. We'd love to have you do that or visit us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca. This is our comedy special, and it's time for a bit of fun right now with Shel Silverstein.
I wonder who's kissing you now. And I wonder who's teaching her. I wonder who's looking into those rotten lion eyes, breathing garlic and sighs, telling those rotten, no good lies. I hate them both. I wonder who's buying her that cheap red wine. Two drinks and she's shot. For lips that I used to think were mine. And I wonder if she ever tells that dirty bastard about me. I wonder who's kissing her. I wonder who's kissing her now. Yeah, what do who's teaching her?
From 1959 on the Elektra record label, that is Shel Silverstein and the Red Onions. I wonder who's kissing her now. A bit of a soap opera there, isn't it? Wouldn't you think? And speaking of soap operas, now it's time to check in with our favorite people. Here's John and Marsha from Stan Freeberg.
John! Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John Marshall. Marshall.
John. Marshall.
John.
Marshall. Oh, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. John, John, John. Marcia, 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 Marcia.
John, oh, you just got to feel like you've watched an entire movie in 2 minutes there. That is Stan Freberg from 1951. John and Marcia. On Pop Shop Radio, Canada's international voice, on shortwave.
Oh, I just had me all choked up there.
Yeah, we're heading down to Australia right now. Here is the Honorable Nick Jones and Ian McRae in the Ballad of Lady Di.
Down amongst the upper crust, Lord Spencer had a thought. I'll marry off me daughter Di, that should amuse the court. So he placed an ad in the Sunday Times and one on the castle gate. It read, come and have tea with Di and me, cause it's time she had a mate.
And Lady Di, Di, Di said, stick it in your eye. The only man I'm gonna marry is Prince Charlie.
Then the suitors all came running, some black, some white, some puce. There was Chumley and Fanshawe and Fortescue, and there was even one called Bruce.
Beauty.
He lined them all up, one by one, in the lounge of the stately digs. He said, be on your best behaviour, cause us Spencers don't like pigs.
And Lady Di, Di, Di said, stick it in your eye. The only man I'm gonna marry is Prince Charlie.
And then up stood a policeman, and he was 6'4". He said,
I'll clean up the criminals if she will scrub the floor. But we won't marry up on the cop shop roof in the eyes of the entire nation. If I do, I know there's them who say I'm married above me station.
And Lady Di, Di, Di said, stick it in your eye.
DJ said,
hi, it's 2:30. It's snowing on the outside, but there's a warm spot here for you. I'll meet you down by the old mill stream where the heavenly voices sing. And if we lose our footing, then I'll marry you in the spring.
And Lady Di, Di, Di said, stick it in your eye. The only man I'm going to marry is Prince Charlie.
And then up stood this stately bloke. He had a regal charm. He carried a crown upon his head and a corgi under his arm. He said, I say, Di, give me a try. Please marry me, old thing. I'm only Prince of Wales right now, but I'm practicing for king.
And Lady Di, Di, Di said,
meow, meow, my. Marry you, of course I will. Oh, sir, please don't cry.
So he took her home to meet the folks, and they agreed on a July day. And he spoke to Mrs. Thatcher, and she said, that's okay. So he married her. Had an old St. Paul's, just them and a chum or two. Then they jumped aboard Britannia, and the pair of them yacht through.
Die, 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 said, stick it in your eye. Only man I'm going to marry.
Pop Shop Radio with you. Honorable Nick Jones and Ian McRae. They were personalities at 2SM down in Australia. 1981, The Ballad of Lady Di on Pop Shop Radio. Want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Be a cool kid? Just send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. I'm your DJ Tony. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, remember those great break-in records? We got two of them for you.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real, well, I feel what my heart can't conceal.
That was the Clatters recording. Too real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the alley!
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do
It's hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
Oh, just take a walk down on the street.
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Grunt, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelicans' outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching the saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
La, ba, boom, ba, la, ba, boom.
And now, here are the bowl scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go, reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh!
This is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around.
Oh yeah, from Bill Buchanan and Dickie Goodman, The Flying Saucer Part 1. We got more Dickie Goodman right after the jingle.
While Gotham City sleeps, Batman's grandmother is being kidnapped by the arch-criminal known as...
The Green Beret.
Commissioner Gordon dials the secret number of the Batcave.
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
Holy smoke, Batman, they got your grandmother.
Quick, Robin, to the Batmobile.
Great Scott, Batman! Something's heading right for us! Here it comes!
Here it comes! Here it comes your 19th of the breakdown!
Holy cow, Batman! I've wrecked the Batmobile!
Come here, baby. Scratching my back.
No time for that now, Robin.
Look, Batman! It's the Green Beret and Grandmother!
I'll save her, Robin.
Gee whiz, Batman! What happened?
Bang, bang! You shut me down!
Is this the end of Batman? Stay tuned to this record. So far, Batman's grandmother has been kidnapped. Batman has been shot. Robin has had his 19th nervous breakdown. But the best is yet to come.
Batman! Batman! Speak to me!
Baby, I can't make it without you.
Jumping Jupiter, Batman! Grandmother is kissing the Green Beret!
It's sign of the times!
Batman! Batman! Where are you going?
To the Batroom, Robin.
Well, how was it, Batman?
It was exciting! Exciting!
Holy mackerel, Batman! The Green Beret has fallen through that trap door into his own alligator pit.
He's a real nowhere man.
Once again, Batman and Robin have foiled another arch criminal. Back at the Batcave.
Wowee, Batman, look at this telegram. Grandmother has been drafted.
Oh yeah, great break-in records from Dickie Goodman there. That's Batman and his grandmother from 1967 on Pop Shop Radio's comedy special. Oh yeah, right now we have got the Novas and the Crusher.
Do the hammer.
Yeah.
They are the Novas from Minnesota, 1964. The Crusher paying a little bit of a comedy tribute to wrestler Crusher Liskowski on Pop Shop Radio's comedy special, because we all need a little bit of fun and laughter in our lives, wouldn't you think? We're happy to bring it to you from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. I'm your DJ, Tony. We're just having a lot of fun here. We're going to dance around the studio right now and do the punk polka with the tunes on Pop Shop Radio.
Push a razor blade into your nose, whip your partner with a rubber hose, spit at the band, cause that's the way it goes. Do the punk polka. Drink a little beer and drink a little scotch, turn around and kick your neighbor in the crotch. It's no fun if you just stand and watch. Do the punk polka. Jump, 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 jump up and down the place. Tap a slave feet pin into your face. Excuse me while I beat the human race. To do the punk polka.
Nothing but death, nothing but death, nothing but death and destruction. Bad breath, armpits, terminal acne. Nothing but death for me.
Oh yeah, get the down, get the funky, let's a boogie till we puke. That's the punka polka from the tunes on the Papa Shop Radio. Oh, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? I know I certainly enjoyed it. I almost hurt myself though. Now just imagine that Bruce Springsteen met the Flintstones. Well, this is what it would sound like. Here's Bruce Springsteen and Meet the Flintstones.
I remember when I was just a kid, growing up on them back streets in a little Stone Age town. I used to come home at night from my job. I had a job flipping dino burgers. I see the quarry be just closing down then, and little bird up on the pole be screaming out how the working day's over. And I'd see them dinosaurs, they'd be herding out through the gates, and the workers, they'd be giving their cars a running start with their fat little feet. So one night, I'm crossing the alley, and I see this one worker coming home to his little stone hut. Hey, I see him leave his lunch pail by the door. So he calls out to his wife, "Hey, well, I'm home, honey.
Feet. Work.
Bruce Springsteen and Meet the Flintstones on Pop Shop Radio from 1982. We're going back to 1946 right now. Here's Harry the Hipster Gibson, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine.
She couldn't sleep, her nerves were slightly off the beat, until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine. She drank a cupful most every night, and ooh, how she would dream, until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbor scream, ow! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't bad. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all real. Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about, 'cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout, who put Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. Says that Benzedrine's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. This is the second chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls? I don't know. She bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never, never been so happy since she left old Ireland, till someone prowled her pantry, sure and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Sure was a shame, no who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin, and all she says is give me some skin. Mop, who put the
Oh, radio wouldn't touch that one back in 1946, but we'll play it for you right here, right now on Pop Shop Radio. From the town of Hope and Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, Harry the Hipster Gibson on our comedy special, Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? I'm your DJ, Tony. Hey, it's been glad having you around this week. We'll be back with more groovy grooves next week, but right now we're going to close out with the Ying Tong song from the Goons.
There's a song that I recall my mother sang to me. She sang it as she tucked me in when I was 93.
Mind it on mine, who was that bum?
Ying tang, ying tang, ying tang, ying tang, ying tang, ying tang, ying tang.
Ying tang, 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 ying tang,
ying tang ying la pa, 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 ying tang ying la p Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop@gmail.com. That's radiopopshop@gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in supernatural British Columbia in Canada and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.